Welcome to the Second Mom's Circle. I'm Dawn Baggett, your host, and as an adoptive mom myself and a post-adoption mom coach, I want you to feel welcome here as this is a safe space for you, adoptive moms who are maybe finding yourself in the gap. What is the gap? Well, the gap is something that I identified not only in my own life and my own family, but also in many, many others. And it happens that as adoptive moms, we often find ourselves in a gap with inadequate or even almost non-existent support and ineffective support in our roles as adoptive mom. It kind of feels like the rug is just pulled out from under you sometimes. So if that's something that you can relate to, let's dive in. Welcome to this episode. And today I'm introducing the second simple but powerful shift of our three-part series focusing on transformative unilateral shifts you can make in your role as an adoptive mom. The last couple of episodes were parts one and two of unilateral shift number one, about embracing a lens of acceptance over accountability for a new view on patterns of challenging behaviors. If you missed those episodes, you might want to go back and listen to them. Today's focus is unilateral shift number two, forging freedom from unnecessary drama. This and the other two shifts are part of my authentic modeling method for post-adoptive moms for whom standard parenting methods frequently miss the mark. Unnecessary drama can erupt in post-adoptive families from all the normal sources. And then some. If it's you, you know. Common post-adoption family dynamics and accompanying drama can negatively affect the entire family. My experience and the experiences of countless others bear this out. It's normal to feel chaotic and out of control when this happens. It's also normal to react with efforts to bring things back under control in order to feel better, but those efforts may actually make matters worse. It's key to recognize what we can and cannot control within these sometimes tricky and very challenging dynamics. This unilateral shift, shift number two, boils down to a choice of opting for self-control over others' control. So let's talk about what I mean by that. This shift is, first of all, unilateral, as it is as each of these three shifts in this entire series. Unilateral is something that you can choose to implement on your own without having to convince your spouse or your child or anyone else to cooperate or needing their buy-in for you to get started. It means adopting a me-first approach when it comes to opting out of excessive drama and to disrupt the patterns that fuel it. You'll distinguish between trying to control others, a common source of drama, and focusing on self-control. You'll embrace the important role of self-awareness in recognizing triggers, yours and or theirs, for unnecessary drama, and adopt proactive measures to address them, those triggers. I want to forewarn you now that this new approach will likely seem highly counterintuitive at first. Helping you distance yourself from the drama is one of the benefits of my authentic modeling method of non-confrontational influence. And you can start to do that today with this key shift when you choose to disengage from whatever drama erupts. You do that by taking and maintaining control of yourself. Not your teenage daughter who's shooting insults. Not your 9-year-old son who refuses to do his homework. Not your husband who clashes with you in front of the kids. Why? Well, because you're choosing from a place of power and influence, not to make this a power struggle. Now, we'll talk more about power struggles in shift number 3. But here you're taking control of what is yours. And in this case, that is your ability to respond intentionally and purposefully rather than react. So this method as a whole empowers adoptive moms to lead by example, shifting from direct and confrontational communication to indirect, non-confrontational influence. I have a confession. It's hard not to fall back into the old patterns, and I'm a work in progress. I have not mastered this yet, and I'm not even aiming at 100%, which is an unrealistic goal. I can tell you that pockets of progress can go a long way. With God's direction, I've brought together things that I've learned and put into practice along the way to help develop the authentic modeling method to provide other adoptive moms a sensible, doable method for those tough days and seasons. This is the method that I could have used but didn't have. And this particular shift that I'm sharing today can be an excellent first step in creating distance from the drama and making space for more positive moments of connection, healing, and growth. So I want to share with you some practical steps to implement a shift away from others' control towards self-control. To embrace this shift of self-control over others' control, as with the entire method, you'll need to start with your foundation of faith. Embrace self-control with knowing how you want to show up and recognizing that self-control is a fruit of the Holy Spirit that can be nurtured through spiritual disciplines such as prayer and Bible study. An important piece is defining your own personal boundaries. Self-imposed limits, such as refusing to stay in a conversation once it's turned to name-calling or cursing. Plus, employing communication strategies to help you detach yet remain loving. To better implement this and the other two unilateral shifts for the best results, I encourage you to develop a plan to leverage these and other strategies to influence family and household dynamics positively without engaging in direct confrontations if excessive drama is a real problem. This is something we can work together on in coaching. And take some time to plan and think through common scenarios in your post-adoption family life where this unilateral shift can be applied, and brainstorm possible responses or actions that you might take. It may seem simple, but this planning step and brainstorming step is an important one because it's different from what you've been doing. This shift is, and so counterintuitive. It's more difficult to think through in the heat of the moment, and pre-planning can make a huge difference. Now, I'll be happy to address questions from listeners who are part of our Facebook group, The Circle of Second Moms in Adoptive Families. If you're not in that group, see the link in the episode description to join, or see the join link below the companion blog post at dawnbaggett.com. If you're interested in personal post-adoption coaching to help guide you in integrating this shift and the authentic modeling method into your life, I invite you to add your name to my application call waitlist with the link in the episode description, which is dawnbaggett.com/page/waitlist. In conclusion, I hope that this episode has helped you recognize the power you have by tapping into your self-control for alleviating unnecessary drama in your post-adoptive household. In the next and final episode of this series, I plan to share unilateral shift number 3 with you about putting away your power struggles. If you're ready to start distancing yourself from unnecessary drama, I encourage you to begin applying what you've learned today and test it out for yourself. And as always, keep learning, keep growing, and keep loving. Thank you for listening to this episode of Second Mom's Circle. You can read the companion blog post and more at the website at dawnbaggett.com. Also, please leave a review and follow the podcast if you found this valuable. I'm Dawn Baggett, and as always, keep learning, keep growing, and keep loving.